Florida lawmakers are re-examining their budget amid worries the coronavirus could begin to impact the state's tourism-driven economy. The state's top legislative leaders want to funnel more money into the state's rainy day fund in case those worries dampen revenue. That means issues previously assumed to be settled are now back in play. I'm Lynn Hatter. At last tally, the state was planning to spend $600 million to increase teacher salaries. That was before Senate President Bill Galvano suggested the state may need to increase its cushion in case the economy droops because of the coronavirus. Now House Speaker Jose Oliva says the legislature will have to juggle the budget to make the numbers work, and that can include whittling down the amount of money lawmakers want to spend to boost teacher pay.
No, I think we have to take a look at everything. I mean, that's one of the largest recurring expenditures that's been proposed this year. I think it has to be looked at.
Those pay raises have been Governor Ron DeSantis's top budget priority, and he recently suggested there could be other ways to steer more money into the state's savings account.
You know, that would not be the place I think that would make sense. I think we can do this. I mean, the $30 billion or the $25 million that we're asking, I mean, that's important. That will really help Scott and his folks to respond. But at the end of the day, I mean, that is not a huge part of a $91 billion budget. And so we can absolutely walk and chew gum at the same time.
Scott is Scott Rivkees, Florida's Surgeon General. The state is already planning to spend $25 million on its response to COVID-19. Also in play, reducing the amount of a planned tax cut package. That was a recommendation by Senate President Galvano, and Oliva agrees.
Well, it's one of the areas, yeah.
Lawmakers were already assuming the 60-day legislative session would go into overtime. It's slated to end Friday, but a late start to budget negotiations delayed the ending time. Now Oliva says lawmakers could remain in Tallahassee through next week.
I would hope no later than Wednesday. So I don't think it takes a great deal longer. I mean, we're hoping to put together a package of a few hundred million dollars that we can put into reserves and still make sure that we do a lot of the things that we wanted to do. So, and there's some things that, you know, that we're committed to not touching. And so we have to do that work of finding where do we find these dollars, but we want to put together a good pot of money.
Also being eyed for reductions, the $100 million the chambers recently agreed to spend on the state's land buying program, Florida Forever. Lawmakers are anticipating the state's economy to slow as fears of COVID-19 depress travel and tourism, which form the base of economic activity in Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.